Oh, yeah, hey, yes.
Sonny, I understand you're beginning with a big basketball coaching move.
Yeah, let's tip off with a trailblazing coaching hire in the National Basketball Association. The NBA champion San Antonio Spurs have announced that Becky Hammon, a 16-year veteran point guard in the Women's National Basketball Association, will join the team as an assistant coach for the 2014-2015 season. The 37-year-old Hammon is the first woman to be named a full-time assistant in NBA history. Talk to us, Becky!
I'm just incredibly grateful, obviously, to the Spurs organization and Coach Pop and RC and the whole staff, really, just from day one has been so great to me. I'm a little overwhelmed right now, to be perfectly honest. As great as it is, this opportunity, it's also incredibly humbling at the same time. So feeling a lot of emotions, but those would probably just be the two driving forces, is just thankful and just humbled.
Becky Hammon has played for the WNBA San Antonio Stars Club since 2007. She says a knee injury suffered last season proved to be a blessing in disguise, as it allowed her to watch the Spurs practices.
My ACL injury last year, talk about flipping things around. I mean, that really was a huge turning point in the fact that it allowed me to be here. It allowed me to be in coaches' meetings with them, to be on the floor with them, to see how things really work behind the scenes. And he played a part in that. I know there was communication. I had went to him probably in July, late July and August, and I said, you know, since I'm going to be around, can you talk to, you know, RC and Pop and see if I, you know, they wouldn't let me into a few practices, so I can kind of peek my head and learn from them. And that just kind of snowballed into, yeah, come on over. We'd love to show you the ropes a little bit and see how we do things over here.
That's Becky Hammon, the first woman to be named a full-time assistant coach in National Basketball Association history. Becky was speaking at a news conference in San Antonio, Texas. Hammon will finish up her season with the WNBA San Antonio Stars and then immediately move to the coaching staff of the defending NBA champion San Antonio Spurs. Joining us once again this evening from Johannesburg is our African football guru David Legg, who is ready to take a look at the recent Nations Cup qualifiers on the continent. And David kicks off with a road victory by Uganda in Mauritania.
A knock shot, it was Mauritania 0, Uganda 1. A goal from Sentongo in the second minute of stoppage time gave the Ugandan Cranes victory, and Uganda qualified 3-0 on aggregate. Big surprise, Sonny, in Nairobi. Kenya 0, Lesotho 0. So Lesotho qualify 1-0 on aggregate. Now, Kenya have not been doing particularly well in the Nations Cup. They last qualified in 2004. So why do I say it's a shock? Well, it's a shock because Lesotho's previous 11 away matches in Cup of Nations qualifiers were all lost, and they only managed to score one goal. That sounds very difficult, but it's true. One goal in 11 matches and all of them lost. But the brave Lukwena, which translated means the crocodiles, they held on in Nairobi, forced that goal to draw, and they go through. So well done to the people and the team from that little mountain kingdom in southern Africa of Lesotho. In Maputo, it was Mozambique 2, Tanzania 1. Josimar, in first half stoppage time, gave the Mozambican Mambas, and Mambas translated means the snakes, the lead. Tanzania equalized after 75 minutes through Samata. So with 15 minutes to go, Sonny, we had a situation where Tanzania needed a second goal. Otherwise, Mozambique were going to go through on the away goal rule. But there was no need for the pocket calculators because Palembe scored with 8 minutes left. So Mozambique qualified 4-3 on aggregate. Another very tight encounter at Blantyre in Malawi at the Kamuzu Stadium. Malawi 1, Benin 0. John Banda, with an acrobatic scissors kick, scored after 14 minutes. That was the only goal in regulation time, so the match finished 1-1 on aggregate. It went to penalties, and Malawi prevails by 4 penalties to 3. A surprise failure to convert his penalty was the Benin star, Stefan Sessegnon, who plays for West Bromwich Albion in the English Premier League. And incidentally, he is the leading scorer after the knockout stage of the qualifiers with 4 goals. Another turn up in Kigali in Rwanda, the Rwandan Wasps 2, the Congo-Brazzaville Red Devils 0. 2-2 on aggregate, Rwanda qualified 4-3 on penalties. A great start, Sonny, to the career as Rwanda coach for Stephen Constantine. He's a 51-year-old Englishman. He's coached Malawi, he's coached Sudan. In Asia, he's coached India and Nepal. And he came to Rwanda from the beautiful Mediterranean island of Cyprus, where he had just helped the club gain promotion to the top flight of football. Now, in his first match in charge, Rwanda hammered Libya, the recent winners of the African Nations Championship, 3-0 in Kigali. And this was his second competitive home game. So far, so good for Stephen Constantine. Then, Sonny, in Bissau, we had Guinea-Bissau 1, Botswana 1. Botswana qualifying 3-1 on aggregate, but it was a very tense match for the visiting Botswana team. 2-0 up from the first leg, but they fell behind to a goal after 20 minutes, and it wasn't until stoppage time that they equalized. So a good result that for Botswana. The Seychelles Sierra Leone game, unfortunately, cancelled because of the Ebola crisis. So Sierra Leone qualify. Now, what that means is we now have finality as far as the composition of the groups. So let's look at these groups. Group A, Nigeria, the holders, South Africa, Sudan, and Rwanda. Group B, Mali, Algeria, Ethiopia, and Malawi. Group C, Burkina Faso, Angola, Gabon, and the little team from Lesotho. Group D, Ivory Coast, Cameroon, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Sierra Leone. A really tough group, that one. Group E, Ghana, Togo, Guinea, and Uganda. Group F, Zambia, the Cape Verde Islands, Niger, and Mozambique. And then, in my opinion, the group of death, Group G, Tunisia, Egypt, Senegal, and Botswana. And the match dates, Sonny, September 5 and 6, September 10, October 10 or 11, October 15, November 14 and 15, and November 19. The group winners and group runners-up qualify automatically for the finals, along with the host nation, Morocco. And then to get a 16 team, the best of the 7 third-place countries will also qualify for the finals.
Zambia making changes to their coaching staff. How about some details for our VOA listeners?
Yes, Sonny. Patrice Baumel, he's a 37-year-old Frenchman. He has quit as coach of the Zambia Chipolo Polo, that's the Copper Bullets. As far as Kalusha Bwalya, the man in charge of Zambian football, is concerned, the reason is that Baumel wants to team up once again with Herve Renard. Now, as you've mentioned on a previous edition of the Sunny Side of Sport, Herve Renard is the new coach of the Ivory Coast Elephants. Renard, of course, the man in 2012 who led Zambia to a sensational victory in the Africa Cup of Nations. Patrice Baumel, by all accounts, Sonny, is going to join him in Abidjan.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
And when you visit VOAnews.com, make sure you check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog, in which I write about a variety of sporty topics. My latest blog post is titled Kenyan Javelin Thrower Julius Yago, who was recently crowned Commonwealth Games champion in Glasgow, Scotland. In fact, Julius is the first Kenyan to win a Commonwealth Games gold medal in the javelin. Yago's winning throw of 83.87 meters came in the third round of the javelin competition. The 25-year-old Kenyan decided to pass on his three remaining attempts because he was afraid he would aggravate a groin injury suffered during warm-ups. The track in Glasgow was slippery from pouring rain that made the competition challenging for Yago and all the javelin throwers. Julius has a stocky, powerful physique. He says as a young boy growing up in the Rift Valley region of Kenya, he gave up running and took up the javelin because he was so slow. To improve his technique, Yago studied YouTube videos of athletes like Czech great Jan Železny, the three-time Olympic champion and world record holder in the javelin. Yago has shown steady improvement in his throws over the past 5 years, and Kenyan officials recognized his hard work by naming him captain of the country's athletics team in Glasgow. After his Commonwealth Games gold medal, Julius Yago is now planning to defend his African javelin title next week in Marrakesh, Morocco. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. I'm pleased and proud to report that one of my newest Twitter followers is none other than Julius Yago, Kenya's African and Commonwealth champion in the javelin. If you